Directions for Wet Paint Please Touch by Catherine Nightingale. Start at the corner of Ashley Road and Albert Park. Carl is on the wall of 109 Ashley Road. Walk down Albert Park away from Ashley Road. At the end, turn left into Albert Park Place. Walk to the end where the road meets Norrisville Road. Eric and his brothers are on this corner. Turn right into Norrisville Road and then left onto Banner Road. At the end, turn right into the passageway that is Woodman Road. The passage emerges onto Shaftesbury Avenue. Turning immediately left and then right brings you to Herbert's Bakery on the corner with Wellington Avenue. Going right on Wellington Avenue to the end of the road, turn left onto York Road that immediately becomes Picton Street and walk down Picton Street all the way to the end. Fitti Corner is on the left at the end. At the end of Picton Street, turn right onto Ashley Road and then immediately at the traffic lights turn left onto Stokes Croft. Walking down Stokes Croft towards Bristol City Centre, much of the graffiti is on your left. When you reach the traffic lights where Jamaica Street leads off to the right, you have reached Turbo Island where the story concludes. Additional directions for Wet Paint Please Touch by Catherine Nightingale. The additional graffiti that Mo and Al describe are further down Stokes Croft, on the right and the left, then turn right into King's Square, where you have the Panda Collector Lady and the Red Wave, and then right again onto Jamaica Street, returning to Turbo Island. For the Lady at the Bell, find the Bell Pub just off Jamaica Street and go right where the bins are kept. To see the skull and the crocodile at the top of Westmoreland House, return to the traffic lights where Ashley Road meets Stokes Croft and climb up Nine Tree Hill and turn back to look at Stokes Croft.